We're continuing our study of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in John chapter 20, and we welcome you to the Radio Bible Course. We left off yesterday talking about the theory that Jesus didn't really rise. The theory says that the disciples believed so intensely that he would rise that they made up the story or just imagined it. And we pointed out yesterday that the text doesn't support that kind of a theory at all, for when the disciples went to the tomb, they didn't expect the tomb to be empty, and they were startled when they found the body was gone and the grave clothes were there lying in the empty tomb. In addition, in verses 10 through 15 of John chapter 20, we see that Mary's chief concern is finding the body of Jesus. So does this support that kind of a theory that the resurrection was based on an intense desire to believe such a thing would happen? Not at all. They really didn't believe that there would be a resurrection. Now, in addition, we have to ask, why did Mary and the other women even go to the tomb? Well, according to Mark chapter 16, they went to anoint the body of Jesus. If they had expected a resurrection, they wouldn't have gone there to anoint the body. The fact is, they did not expect a resurrection. It was a whole new concept to them that Jesus would rise, even though he had talked about such a thing. Now, in verse 8 of chapter 20, that's where we want to continue today. It says, then the other disciple, that's referring to John the Apostle, we believe, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Two questions come to mind. What did John believe, and why did he believe? Now let's deal with the latter question first. Why did he believe? Well, we can say this. He did not believe because of an Old Testament scripture that promised a resurrection for the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. Verse 9 explains, they did not know about this kind of a thing. Several translations have it this way. They did not understand yet, instead of they did not know. Now, should these disciples have known about an Old Testament scripture that the Messiah would rise from the dead? I think so, because when Jesus appeared to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they were speaking about all the things that had happened, how he had been crucified and so forth, Jesus appeared to them there on the road, but they did not recognize him. He spoke to them as though their knowledge was sufficient, but their problem was they had lack of faith. That comes out in Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 25. Jesus said, how foolish you are, he told them, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. This is a mild rebuke, is it not? But they knew the prophets. Their problem was they were not believing the prophets. So knowledge does not seem to have been the issue here. Faith is their problem. And Jesus continued, did not Christ have to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Well, when he talked about the glory, that implies a resurrection. And then the text tells us, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Now, I want to point out that this is an explanation by Jesus, not teaching from the Old Testament. They already knew the verses, supposedly, but they were not believing them, or they did not understand them. And so the King James Version says, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That differs from informing them about the scriptures. There's a big difference between interpreting and informing. So the passage, I think, is a rebuke for failure to believe, not to know the scriptures, which Jesus always regarded as the Word of God. Now, in regard to John, he did not understand Old Testament scripture and have it as his basis of belief. For verse 8 says, he looked into the tomb and he believed. But it doesn't tell you what he believed. And that's why we are discussing this. I think it is an important point. Nor did he believe because of earlier teachings from Jesus about the fact that he would rise from the dead. I refer to Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 33. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." Now that's what Jesus told them. So here he did teach them before his crucifixion. He did teach them that he would rise. The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them. Now when the Bible tells us that John believed, it is not telling us that he believed the Old Testament prophecies, nor that he believed Jesus. What then was the basis of his belief? After all, when Jesus said that he would rise again, that was scripture. How so? Because Jesus was speaking for God, and he proclaimed repeatedly, "The words that I speak are the words that the Father gave me to speak." He never spoke anything other than what God wanted him to say. Therefore, all his teaching to the disciples was the Word of God. Well, what this means, then, is that John did not demonstrate any faith in either the written or the spoken Word of God. And I'm not trying to run John down here in saying this, because this is all a matter of history. There's a reason for it, because they did not have the understanding. It does tell us that he looked and he believed. Now, what did he believe? He believed that Jesus' body was resurrected based on what he saw. And what he saw was the grave clothes as an evidence of his belief. So his belief was a logical conclusion that since the body of Jesus had come out of there, and it had been in those linen wrappings, and they remained in the same arrangement as they were around the body a few days earlier, he believed a supernatural removal must have occurred. But John doesn't seem to be demonstrating faith. At least, I don't see any faith at the scene, at the tomb. Faith in the Bible is usually concerned, almost always, with the promise of God. John did not believe a promise of God, nor even a promise of Jesus. John saw something which does not require faith. When a person sees something, he doesn't need faith because he can see the evidence. Faith is believing what you cannot see, but which has been promised by God. We have wrongly assumed, I think, that by seeing a miracle, a man would get faith or get stronger faith. The Bible does not teach that faith comes by the senses. It says this instead in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. So the faith comes from the Word, the inspired Word of God, and when God asks us to believe something, it's because He said it. Now we can believe it because of who He is, for God does not lie. He does not mislead. What He promises, He will do, and that's the basis of faith. I think when John wrote this gospel, somewhere around 85 or 95 A.D., he looked back and realized that he did not have faith when he looked into that tomb, and he missed a blessing because he wasn't believing something that Jesus had spoken about earlier, nor had he believed what the Old Testament said about the resurrected Messiah. I'm referring to John chapter 20 here, beginning with verse 29. Here Jesus was speaking to Thomas after the resurrection when he appeared to all the disciples together. He said, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Well, John, when he looked into that tomb, saw and believed. But that's not what faith is about. And John might have felt a little embarrassment as he wrote this gospel because John believed because he saw and he missed this blessing of which Jesus spoke here. Now, why should you and I believe? Why should you and I believe that Jesus is alive, seated in heaven and waiting to return for us? Because the Bible gives us these facts along with these promises. When a person wants more than the Scriptures, and the promises are not enough for him, he implies that God has not spoken through the prophets and through His Son. It's dangerous to be looking for more evidence other than what God has given by way of His Word. We'll have more to say about this tomorrow. I'll be here and I hope you'll join me. We want to thank those of our listeners who've written to us. Here are a couple of those letters. Dear Radio Bible Course, thank you for the wonderful little booklet entitled Grace. I go to 2 Bible classes, and I'm always looking for literature and information that helps me learn more about Jesus and His love. I love your quarter hour each weekday. That letter comes from a Bogalusa listener, and we thank you for it. Here's one from New Orleans. I'm requesting that you send literature on understanding the Bible to the address below. Also, please send any other information that you feel may help me with my walk with Christ. I listen to your program every morning here in New Orleans, and I want to thank you for blessing me with your anointed words. Your words encourage me to read my Bible more. Therefore, my faith is growing. Thank you so much. We appreciate those letters, and we invite our other listeners who haven't written to tell us how these Bible teaching broadcasts are helping you in your Christian life. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calafota reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.